الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Ayatollah Khamenei elaborates on six key points of Imam Khomeini's testament, June 4th, 2018. The second point is about a prophecy in Imam's testament that the revolution would spread to other places and it will liberate the Muslim world from the clutches of colonialists. It was a prediction that our magnanimous Imam had made. When we look at the reality on the ground today, we see that this prediction has been fulfilled. In Imam Khomeini's opinion, the revolution, unlike other revolutions, was not to be propagated by sowing the seeds of discord in other countries or by deploying military forces or by spreading terrorism. Spreading the revolution among other nations is to be realized through setting an example on the part of the Islamic Republic. In other words, the Iranian nation should help the Islamic Republic reach a point and a position that when other nations look to it, they are filled with enthusiasm and are encouraged to follow in its footsteps. Such an initiative is to occur through propagating Islamic teaching through public support of the oppressed groups within the Muslim world, and through supporting the oppressed nations that have been downtrodden by the oppressive, arrogant powers. That is what we mean by the spreading of Islamic rule, and it has already begun.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Today, other nations throughout the world have fixed their attention on the Iranian nation. They are inspired and motivated by our nation. Today, the anti-domination principles of the Iranian nation have spread to all parts of the Muslim world. If you travel to different Muslim countries, you will notice that their people have a high opinion of your beliefs, motives, and aspirations, regardless of their government. They admire our slogans against oppression, the snake-like Zionist network and hegemony. They admire the chants that we shout in support of the oppressed and the Palestinian nation. This is what Muslim nations think. Their behavior is indicative of the spread of an Islamic revolution. As you can see, even our nation's view regarding nuclear energy, the fact that the Iranian nation resisted the pressures of the enemies and asked for its right have been reflected in the Islamic world in a way that resulted in Muslim and Arab countries declaring that nuclear energy has turned into a public sense of urgency for all Arab countries.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.